How about your horses? Did you have any calls that you used to get them to come in from pasture?
Cork, that way. Uh-huh. Yeah, that usually would do it. However, there's always one that was boss and would a leader that would keep them from coming, probably. We always, in our horses, we always had one that we'd be driving them, get them nearly home, and she'd break and run, you know. She was the leader.
And run toward you or run away?
Oh, she'd run away. They'd run away if they didn't want to. They thought they had to go to work, you know. If you're getting them up for something, they had to go to work, but they wouldn't come near that lot.
Was this lot right around the barn?
The barn, yes. Barnyard.
Huh?
Yeah.
What did you call your pigs to get them in? If you were going to feed them?
Well, we say piggy pig. Hoey, hoey.
That certainly carries, doesn't
it? Yeah. They come in. They really come.
Do people around here call sheep?
I don't know how they call sheep. We never raised any sheep.
How about chickens?
Well, we just call them chicken.
The way they come.
And they usually come.
If somebody said, is it long distance from here to the barn, what would you say?
Well, I just don't know. There was some old people who would say, fetch. I suppose that is a correct expression. You fetch them with some wood in or something.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear that?
Instead of bring, huh?
Yeah, fetch. Uh-huh. We never used that in our family, but fetch. And I had a friend that was going to take my, said he took my oldest daughter to have her feet treated. She had something wrong with her foot. Said I carried Mary to the doctor. Carried her.
Instead of took, huh?
Uh-huh. And we never used that, but then that is a common expression in the olden days, carry.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose that is a correct expression. I don't know whether it is or not.
Tote, too.
Tote, yes.
Another good one.
Tote. And a bag, a poke.
A poke?
We didn't ever call it a poke, but then my grandmother did.
This was your grandmother?
My grandmother would say poke. Yes, she dips enough too.
Some people still use that poke. But generally, if they still use it, it's a little bag.
Yeah,
just a little poke. Yeah, well, of course, this carry business. We get the old song title, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Yeah.
Instead of Take Me Back.
Yeah. Somehow we didn't use that in our family.
These four are good southern terms. Well, fetch, I guess, is northern too, but the carry and the tote and the poke.
And pail for bucket.
Yeah, that's a good northern term.
Yes, and there's a neighbor from the north that say that. Pail, I know what it's called. We call it bucket. He called it pail.
And some people have a milk pail and a water bucket.
Yes,
And another good one is the one that I mentioned, I think, at first, the difference between the barn, or the hay mow and the hay loft.
Yeah.
One's north and one's south. Just the term.
We didn't use that.
How did you get land ready here? When people settled here, what did they
broke it? Broke it.
And then what? How did they break it?